Okay, we are on the Rambam Hilchos Isuri Mizbeach, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, Chapter 3, Law 11. And we went through a number of various psulim for the Mizbeach. So now he Rambam gives us a conclusion in Yud Aleph. Nimtzu kol asur min l'mizbeach. If we're looking at all the list of different things that are prohibited to bring as the korban, harei heim arba. So we have 14 on our list. Ve'elin, and these are the 14. Number one, ba'al mum, one that has either a permanent or temporary blemish. Okay, and we already said that a tumtum and androgynos is considered the biggest ba'al mum, if you recall. That's why he's not going to list tumtum and androgynos now. Number two, v'sheinamim amuvchar, something that's not from the choicest animals, not fat, robust animal. Number three, umechusar avarim v'fnim, if it lacks an organ on the inside, that it only lacks being complete, being tummim, but it's not really a mum. Four, utrefa, if it has something physically wrong with it, it will not live out the year. Five, kilayim, if it's a crossbreed. Six, viotse dofen, a cesarean birth. Seven, rovea, the one who initiates the act of bestiality. Venirva, the one who's the passive participant in bestiality. Nine, Vishemis Adam, an animal that kills a person. Ten, Haneva, that one that was served as an idol. Or Hamukta, number 11, one was designated for idol worship. 12, or Esnan, something that's sold, you make a barter for the paying the services of a harlot. Hamechir. What did we say Hamechir was?
The dog.
Was selling the dog. Selling the Mechir Kelef. Selling the string for the dog. And finally, 14, Mechusar Zman. And before the time, before 8 days have passed, that is also not another psul. Okay. And there's a few things that were missing, but they're all included in the categories of the previously mentioned categories. For example, didn't mention a yosom. Remember, it was born after the reshechted. So that's sort of like a yotze dofen, because it didn't really come out as a birth. So that fits in. So they all get included even beyond those 14. Fine. It's disgraceful to give an animal that was used as an exchange to barter for a dog.
No, but is there a specific reason for the dog, though?
The dog?
For another animal. Yeah, because the dog actually helped the Jewish people.
No, the dog is not really a special animal. I don't know. Yeah, I have to look more into that. Why Bedafka dog? By Bedafka dog. Okay, 12. Yud Beis. Now he's going to list two rules in this halacha. Kol hasurim legabe hamizbeach. Anything that's prohibited to be brought into mizbeach. Osrim bekol shehem. Now, if they get mixed in to a whole bunch of animals,
There
could be no bittel at all. Normally, if something usher is mixed into things, we have certain measurements that could make it bottle. Now, an animal, a living thing, is considered what we call a dover chashuv, a significant thing.
Right.
And a dover chashuv is never nullified. So in a case where you have this cow, and this cow doesn't became puzzle for any one of the 14 reasons we mentioned above, if it would get mixed up in a herd of thousands of identical cows. Now, obviously, you can't tell one from the other. Now, if it obviously had a visible mum, like two broken legs.
That would be distinguishable.
Then you'd see the other ones don't have broken legs. It's not a problem. But we're talking about many of these, like it was, killed someone or something like that, where it looks like a regular animal, right? So we're going to see that it's not nullified. So that's what he says. So Ostrim, they are considered Osir Becholshim with any amount. I feel Nisari Echad Riva. If one gets mixed into 10,000, the whole herd is gone. If you can't distinguish it. Now, if you mamish know what it looks like, that's fine. But if you can't distinguish it from the others, it's Osir. Okay, Nivsar HaKol, it's all lost. V'Nivsalim Zechon, it can't be brought as korbanos either. And now you'd have to, it could be a major, major problem. You could lose the whole flock. It's possible because some of these psulim.
Just losing it to me is bayah.
It depends on the psulim. Some of them are, they just have to let them develop a blemish and it dies or whatever. It depends on the nature of the thing that was usher, what would have to be with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, no benefit?
It depends. It's a different, psulim have different problems. So some of them can be exchanged. Others can't. You have to just let them die. So depending on what the nature of the problem was, all of them would have that same problem. Next point, rule number two, v'chulan, and all these psulim mizbech, on the other hand, even though they are 100% pasul, but let's say now, valdoseyem mutam zech, they give birth to a child, the child is okay for the mizbeach, right? Chutz, because they don't have this problem. Whatever, many of these things, they don't have that same problem, right? The mother is a treifa. The kid's not a treifa, okay? So a number of, the mother wasn't a choicest one. The kid could be a choice one. The mother could be a baal mum. This one's not a baal mum, right? So that will not affect the children, and children can be brought as korbanos, except for a few, and we'll see why in a minute. Chutz mivlad, except for a child that comes from near ba'as, that came from the one that was the passive one involved in bestiality, v'nevedes, or one that was used to serve, worshipped as an idol, or serving for an idol, umuksa, or was designated for idol worship, and v'shehemis adam, or killed a person. Those four, v'lodin asur, the children are also asur. Why is that such a difference? We'll look in your gimel, because it's going to qualify, and the qualification is very important. But remember, when do we say that these four, that the children are also affected? When? It depends. When any of those four things happened while it was pregnant.
Oh.
So now, let's say the animal was worshipped as a god. So the baby inside was part of the animal, was also worshipped. Follow? Killed a person. Well, the baby inside was involved in, you know, in the killing process. It was part of the mother. As opposed to, let's say, a blemish. The kid doesn't necessarily have a blemish, right? So a lot of those other ones, if the mother was a cesarean birth, doesn't mean the child has to be a cesarean birth, right? So therefore, but these four, the entire body was involved in a sinful or type of activity, so the child is part of the body. So the child was there as the psul developed. It's like a part of the body.
Right.
What if the aver was done and wasn't pregnant at all, or killed, wasn't pregnant at all? And now it gets pregnant afterwards. Then that's not a problem. The vlad is now good for these because it was not involved in the part that made it possible. I feel nearby, even the passive one in bestiality, even though it was involved in a very not nice thing, but if you sanctified it afterwards, when it was sanctified, it was involved in bestiality. But then it gave birth to the kid. It's still okay. Vein tzorach lomar, and lo more so, im nirba v'chulin, if it was involved in bestiality when it was mundane. V'yachach hikdisha, and then you sanctified it. V'nis abra, and then it got pregnant. Shavlad amot, the vlad is mutter as a korban. Okay. Very interesting. It's saying the Rambam does not mention the active one involved in bestiality. It only said the passive one.
Well, the active one can have kids.
No. We're saying the
active one's a male.
Yes. Very good.
Right.
Mark, you're on the ball. You're on the ball.
He figured it out.
Okay. Now, and one other one.
You must have been.
Vechein efroach beitzas treifa. Let's say you have a bird that was a treifa. Right? Was not going to live the year. Right? But it laid an egg. And the baby hatched. The mutl is bech. That could be brought for the mizbech. That's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with that baby at all. Okay. Now that we're on this topic of the baby, since we're talking about the baby that came later, was not that which was involved in the Isser. We just kind of extend this idea in relation to stalks of grain. Yudalit. Hamishtachav elakom. Let's say someone bows down to a stalk of grain, makes it an idol, and we know when it was connected to the ground. So now the stalk of grain is not what you eat, but rather wheat comes out of it afterwards, grows later. The wheat that develops and grows from the stalk afterwards is okay and can be used as a korban mincha. Even though the stalk really was worshipped for idols and you can't use the stalks. But why is it okay for the wheat? Because now the stalk has changed form. It's no different than the case before. Lavlotus of the children shall isur mizbech to the things that were also the mizbech. Shame term that the children are okay. In other words, just like the child that's born later, that wasn't what was usur, as it were. Remember, it was worshipped. It was worshipped now, but then afterwards it gave birth to the baby. So it's a new thing altogether. So the same thing, the wheat, although the wheat was worshipped, but now there's been a change. It has turned into, not the wheat, the stalk, and now it develops into wheat. So now the wheat is a brand new thing, and that's not usher.
It's like fruit from an Asherah tree.
There's not, I don't think Asherahs have fruit.
I think you worship any tree.
That's true.
I don't know if that would be a problem. I don't know.
Is it a generic name?
If you worship the tree, it's called an
Asherah
tree.
Let's say you fatten up an animal with certain grains that were used in worshiping idols. So the grains are asur bana. The cow ate it up, but now the cow gets bigger. So you're going to say, do you want to say the cow is usher because there's the wheat kernels in there? No. Mutarsan is usher and ishtana. It changed those wheat kernels, developed into fat tissue, and became a fatter cow.
Don't we worry about on Pesach, the feed that the chicken has?
That's only, well.
It's something like this.
But that's not Avodah Zorah issues. Okay, Tesvav. Interesting question now. We just said before, if an animal was involved in idol worship and it gets mixed up with 10,000, everything's
awesome. Forget
it. Right?
Everything's bad.
Okay, so let's you go to a goyish store and you buy a cow. Right? Now, isn't there a likelihood that from all the goyim around,
somebody could have worshipped it.
That some of them could have worshipped. Right? And now it's an issue and it's not bottled. It's not bottled. You go to a lot of cow dealers. You know, the great likelihood,
cattle
dealers, that, you know, one animal, let's say, was worshipped. Now you're going to have problems. So Gemara says not a problem. Lochim kol ha-karbonos ben goyim. You can buy any karbonos from a goy who sells a korban. Ve'in chayshim lem. You don't have to worry that the animals had anything wrong with them. Lo mishum rovei avenirva, lo mishum milks of aneva. You don't have to worry about bestiality, idol worship, preparing for idol worship. Unless you know for sure there was a problem. Right? Wait a minute, but why shouldn't we say, well, maybe there was a problem, and maybe it's not bottling a lot, it should be concerned. I mean, after all, goyim do worship animals. It's not like, let's go to India, right? What's going on? Shouldn't we be worried about it? So we have a proof from this past Shabbos.
From Midian. Wasn't it the Midian?
Harei Omer, if you remember, when Shmuel castigated Shaul.
Yeah, he took all the sheep.
Castigated for leaving the sheep, right? What was the reason that was a problem? He could have said, how could he have these sheep? They probably worshipped idols with them.
He didn't say that.
It wasn't the problem.
You had to destroy everything.
It said you left them. It says, Mamaleki, Heviim. They brought it from the Malekis. They brought sheep from the Malekis. And they had no compunctions to bring them. Let's say it's a problem because they probably are idol worshippers. No. So let's assume the cows are idol worshippers. The people had mercy on the choice of the sheep. Still they were brought. So you could bring from there. We don't have to worry about that.
And didn't we bring also from Midian? When they took Midian, they took all the sheep and stuff and offered it as offerings in the desert?
Okay. So that is, so we don't have to worry about it. He doesn't give the svara why. I don't know if your English brings any svara. He says you don't have to be concerned. You don't know about it, so you just don't concern yourself with it.
Not if you don't know about it, right? But if you were
if you know, you certainly couldn't take
it. Couldn't do it.
Okay, we're moving on to chapter 4. Rolling on. Okay. Now he's going back to some halachas, reviewing a few, and then defining things that he didn't define earlier. All right? Not a new, any new mitzvahs. We're just continuing with the same mitzvahs that we have here and just elaborating that. Aleph. Okay. Ron, you able to flick back the next one? Yeah. Echad ha-behema v'echad ha-ov shenirva. It doesn't matter if it's an animal or a bird. Shenirva'a. That was the passive one in the bestiality over there. Okay. Why he didn't pick the one that initiates, because by birds, it doesn't work that way. It's not shayach, the initiator by birds. I don't know why, but it says not shayach. But a bird will not be roveah with a woman. So it just doesn't happen. But by animals, it does. Or Oshahem is order kills a person. Ohuksa onevad, or was designated for idol worship, or was served by idol worship. Hakol pasul gamet. They're all pasul for the mizbeach. He says, I guess no difference in behemoth and ophos. There's no difference. I guess he's saying that because before we said by mumim there were differences. So he's telling you there's no difference over here. Now this is something we already spoke out, but now the Rambam says it befesh. Rambam assumed we knew this, but now he's spelling it out. Beis. All these cases again, Haroveya, Vanirva, Vishavemis as Adam, the case of bestiality, killing a person. Im Hoyusham Shnei Adam, if there were two witnesses who saw this, well there's nothing to talk about. Harebehemov Niskalim, the animal, the bird's killed. Ubisarmas Ranan, the meat is not allowed to have any anah from it.
Right.
Vein Sarachlam goes on saying, Be'elu Shem Hashem, well, you can't bring them to Hashem, yeah. For sure not. So now why are we mentioning that these are usher to the Mizbeach? What's going on if they're supposed to get killed anyway? What is the scenario where we say they're prohibited in Mizbeach? The case is where they were permitted for mundane use. How is that? There's only one witness. The owner didn't have anything to say, but we don't do anything with one witness.
Right.
So we say, lechachila, you shouldn't sanctify it. But we're not going to say that we're not going to kill it. Let's say the owner himself saw it and admitted it. I'll be shaming a club, but there are no other witnesses. So we know there's something wrong with the animal, but we can't kill the animal. Now, what if, like this, what if there's one witness says it was guilty, and the owner argues with him? Then, you can even bring it as a korban.
Whoa.
Because now we don't have any nemonis at all. The cases where we say it's not killed because you don't have two witnesses, but if there's one witness, well, you can't bring it as a korban. It has enough nemonis that you don't bring it as a korban. But if now the owner denies it,
ooh,
then you have no proof at all. So now you can do whatever you want. You can even bring it as a korban on the mizbeach. Okay? Gimel. Now, we talk about animals killing. We have to know that sometimes it's not their fault.
Really?
Yes. Like in Spain.
A poor background.
Madrid. What happens if you have a bull who kills the matador?
Matador?
Toro.
Do they do that in Israel?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, the bull kills the matador.
Oh my goodness.
Is he going to be chayiv mis? Is he puzzled as a korban?
No.
So gimel. Behema she sicha kuba, an animal that they're playing around with, they're taunting him, and vehigucha, and now he gored in response, ad shemisa darim, until it killed a person. Harezuk sheir lemizbeach. Not only don't kill it, you can even bring it as a korban.
Whoa.
It's like it was against its will. What do you want? It's a dumb animal. It didn't have any bad machshavas. You taunted it. Okay, that's number one. Another important rule over here, we're dealing with bestiality, just like we deal with many halachas of killing a human being when he's involved in immoral relations. There has to be at least a minimal age for the male or the female that he's involved with, 9 and 3 years respectively, for it to be considered act of intimacy.
Okay.
So therefore, same thing. Eina behema niselsun roveo nearby. The animal is not knocked out for being on either end of the bestiality. Achia Adam Sharava, until the person he was with, Ben Tesha Shanim Yom Echad, 9 years in one day. Ben Yisrael, Ben Goy, whether he's a Jew or a Goy. Ben Eved, or whether he's a slave. Halarava Adam Nivsala. Since he was Bishal with a person, it's possible, and the person's old enough that that is a real act.
So the animal could argue, I thought he was only eight.
It's nothing to do with the animal, my friend.
The animal's not.
No, I want to get off the
book. Vim ha'adam hu shenir b'minahema enu seles. And if the person that's with it, enu seles atchi ha'isha nirbas v'ashol shom v'yom echad. Now, on the other hand, if we're dealing with the woman has to be 3 years and one day. O yehe ha'isha nirva ben teshom v'yechad, or the man who is doing that 9 years and one day. Okay, so that is
has to be
with
least.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Dalit, how about animals that have been designated for idol worship or to serve or to be served, whatever? So, at what point does this animal become invalid when it is prepared for idol worship? The answer is, it's got to be pretty extensive. The priests have to do something with it. It's not enough just to say you're going to do something.
So designation isn't
you got to do something. Also, let's say they shear the wool to get it ready for the big day. Or do some service with it for Avodah Zorah. Okay, so you're doing a little bit of beginning stages. It might even be its actual avodah zarah.
But
doesn't.
If you shear the wool, is the animal forbidden? You're taking the wool, not the.
So, it's part of the preparation for the service, right? So, therefore, once it's been designated, you've done a physical act within the designation. That's when it's aser avol bedvarim. Just saying words alone, I plan on using it. Ein anasu, it's not muksa shein hektish lavodah zarah. We don't make things holy when it's just for avodah zarah like that. It's not for that. Okay. All right. Hey. Now back to the bestiality. Haroveya vanirva. It doesn't matter who owns it or who started it. Bein shohesa b'emishlo. Doesn't matter if the animal was yours. Bein shohesa was your friend's. Bein ba'onis bein b'rus. Doesn't matter if it was accidental or willful, or rather accidental. Bein b'zarim bein b'shkaga. Or you intended to sin, or you didn't know it was an aver. We don't care. Bein lifnei hakdosh bein lachter. Doesn't matter. You've sanctified it first, or you sanctified it not yet. You can't bring it on the mizbech. Avala muktza, but if you've designated, imhi shalal, if it's yours and you designated yours, vahuktza, konim shekdisha, you designated before you sanctified it, so it's possible. But hiksa shalavera, what if you designated someone else's? O she hiksa shalal acha shekdisha, or you sang.
Can we just say that you can't designate by words?
Who, what? Wait a minute, but you did enough with an action. With an action. We just qualified that, right? Okay, again. So, but if hiksa shel chaver, but what if you designated your friends? Oh, shehiksa shel achashik dusho. What if you designated after you made it holy? Harei zemuter. Then it's okay. You know why? She'ein odamak tzedavu shel shel. You can't designate something that's not yours. I cannot. In the case of, I can't go, oh, Sam, your thing, I'm going to do something and make it for... No, that can't, that's it. And if you made it hektish, it's not yours either. It belongs to the base of English. Hands off. So that's designating it. But actual acts of bestiality, an act is an act. And you can't get out of that. All right.
What's done is done.
Vav, hanevad, one that was worshipped.
The other side is that humans going to be... killed?
That's no two witnesses, remember? We're speaking where there's no two witnesses. Two witnesses is nothing to talk about. Everybody's killed and it's finished. We're speaking where there's only one witness. Okay, Vav. Hanevad, the animal was served. Bein sha'ovet shalo, bein sha'aver, doesn't matter. His or his friends. Bein ba'onis, bein b'rots, and willingly or not. Bein b'zonim, bein b'shkogel, intentional or unintentional. Bein lifnei hagdash, bein lachdash, before you sang, for ever sang. Harei za osur, that's osur, because that's idol worship, man. The year end, what do you do with it now? What can you do with it now? Can't bring it a korban. So what do you do? The year ad sheyipol bo mum kavua, wait till it gets a permanent blemish. Remember, idol worship isn't an overt blemish. You don't see anything wrong with the animal. So it's you can't redeem it yet because it's not a real thing, right? But on the other hand, you can't bring it. So what do you do? Wait till it develops a permanent blemish, then via potabo, then you can redeem it. Kamosha has already explained previously. Vanevad, and one that was
one witness and do you see it?
Hanevet who? Oh, now Hanevet and the one that is worshipped with idol worship. Who? V'chol masha all of us and everything that it's wearing. Let's say it has on it a beautiful saddle or something.
Prohibited.
Right, it's all prohibited to the misbeach. Shekol tzipui, anything that's used as like they put on gold and silver
ornaments.
Yeah, nevad asur mina. It's all asur. No. Aval muksa, we only designated it. Then who asur? It's asur umash olam mizbeach. But what's on it is still permitted to be for the mizbeach. You can whatever you want. You can use that whatever you want.
If you designate, that's not enough. You need to do
no, but means designated the way we've defined it already. Yeah. As we defined it in halacha dalet, remember
it
says me'ema saiti poso. At what point is the designation of substance? Okay, we're going to stop it over here for today.
That was fun.
All right. So we will resume on Sunday.